This is Health First with Dave Fuller, available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
Well, we're back. We're talking with Rosemarie Pierce. She's a holistic pharmacist. Rosemarie, before the break, we were talking about some of the things that can really help with allergies, and you're talking about probiotics. You're talking about bromelainzyme. You know, you're talking about fermented foods and eating dirt, like eating those carrots raw. But then we got into, you started talking about how there's certain things that can really help gardeners. And you're talking about MSM. Tell us about what is MSM and what can it do, like, that's so beneficial for people?
Well, it's because it's so multi-purposed. And when I look at the skin, MSM really helps the health of MSM also is used for the health of the joints and muscles. Like, you can use MSM in a cream. There's a one called Muscle Heat, and there's one called Muscle Ice. And both of those have large amount of MSM, along with other natural ingredients like the menthol and the eucalyptus. And in that form, MSM goes right into the muscle. You can take it internally in a capsule, and you can use it externally in wonderful rubs. Muscle ice, I think for somebody, if they've been out in their garden and they've pulled a particular muscle and they can work with it, whether it's their trapezius or, a back muscle, you can rub it right on, and you can take MSM. Usually MSM should be taken, it's 1,000-milligram capsules. And there are many good brands out there, but there's one hint I will give people, given that I've looked at MSM for the last 15 or so years, and there's one brand that is a brand manufactured in the States in a very designated MSM plant, and it's a distilled form, because with MSM, you want to make sure that there's no toxins, so you don't want a crystalline MSM, you want a powdered, and that is a brand name is Opti. Now, there are a number of good companies in the health food stores that use Opti, and they have the little Opti sticker, so you know you're getting very high-quality MSM. And a lot of the very well-known companies carry Opti. So MSM can be taken internally at about 3 grams. It's been shown, which is 3 capsules, it's been shown to really help with osteoarthritis in the knees. And, if a person doesn't have, if they're just in that kind of age where their knees have been good, but as they age, a little wear and tear in the knees happen, and then they're in the garden or they're out in nature and doing more hiking and walking, and their knees start hurting them. MSM is one of the first places I'd go to. Also protects the skin. People who take 3 grams and more of MSM find that their skin starts looking very healthy. I actually often have people telling me, oh, your skin really glows. Well, there's kind of 2 main things, actually 3. MSM, coconut oil applied topically as well as taken, and astaxanthin. So before we close, I'd like to talk about astaxanthin. One more thing, though, going back to that MSM that I have had so much history with researching, and that is that it works directly with reducing allergies, and it works in a couple of days. Where usually if you're taking quercetin, other polyphenols, or even stinging nettle or any of these other remedies, you have to take them for weeks ahead. MSM usually starts working in 2 to 3 days.
Wow.
Yeah, so it can be very helpful. What it does is it actually blocks the histamine, which is what's causing the swelling and in the running of the nose and the watering of the eyes. It blocks that histamine from the receptivity on the mucous membranes, on the sensitive tissue. So it only takes a couple of days to do that, where I would say it's probably for arthritis, it's more like weeks or months before you're really going to see. See, another thing we're often missing is sulfur. And MSM stands for methyl sulfonyl sulfur. So it has a wonderful bioidentical to what we find in nature and usually don't get enough of, sulfur. And it's not the kind of sulfur that people are allergic to. People often will say, oh, I can't take sulfur. Well, they can't take sulfur. Very, very few people can't take in sulfur, but a lot of people can't have the drugs with sulfur in them. So just if somebody has a problem, usually they can take MSM.
Rosemary, so you're saying that this MSM can really help with allergies, but it also helps with those gardening aches and pains. You started off by talking about the back, you know, and pain on the back.
Mm-hmm.
Will the MSM help in that area?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Often, this is something actually that I have personal experience with. It was at the end of the growing season the year before last, it was in November, and it was Remembrance Day. I remember it because it was the time that I was pulling in all of the pots and doing a lot of more heavy lifting than I normally do. And then my muscles tightened up, and I didn't pay attention to it. So I my glutes and my back tightened up. So I, tried working that out. Tried ignoring it too because it was a big tour season for me, and what happened is it actually pinched the nerve in my back, but I didn't know it because those muscles loosened up, and I didn't know that I'd pinched this nerve until I got the feeling down the side of the leg. Mm-hmm. So with the pain down the outside of the leg. That's it. Even if your back doesn't hurt, that pain can indicate that the pinched nerve, and it could be anywhere from the foot, the bottom of the foot, the ankle, along the outside of the calf or the thigh. And if it's really bad, it actually goes into tingling and then numbness. So I had the pain, which is not as bad as the tingling and the numbness, which is even more. It took me a good 6 weeks of physio. I have a really good European sports physio here. Worked with that, worked with MSM, of course, the Seraphorce. And because it was nerve, I also did alpha-lipoic acid. So those three really helped me. But the message, I think, is sometimes your pain down the side of your leg can actually be in the back, and really good to have a sports specialist or some very, very knowledgeable practitioner look at this, because they can pick those things up. I didn't go for an X-ray, didn't have to, and I was able to repair it, but it did take me a good 2 months to do that.
Rosemary, sometimes, when we get into the garden, we start doing these things that we haven't done all year, and we start using muscles that, perhaps we, have maybe atrophied over the year, and we start building those muscle tissue. Is there any sort of supplements that can really help us, or anything that we can do that can help us repair the damage to those and get those muscles growing faster?
Well, it depends on a person's level of fitness, but let's say that it is a person that doesn't regularly do an all over body workout, which is probably the way to avoid this is to go to the gym or do these kinds of exercises at home. But if the person's not doing that, and then they actually do a muscle, let's say a tear, or they've got very sore muscles, the very first thing that I would do is alkalize the body, mm-hmm. because of the buildup of lactic acid and the need for repair.
And how do you do that?
Well, you can do it with something like Morning Rise and Shine,
uh-huh.
which is an alkalizing drink that provides the minerals. There's lots of lemon in Morning Rise and Shine, so lemonizing during your day, checking your pH to make sure your body is not acidic, because acidic body does not repair. So that would be the first thing. Fruits and vegetables, of course. Following the alkaline foods. That there's an alkaline food chart on my website that people can pick up. So alkalizing, also getting magnesium, because the muscles for relaxation, contraction, we need calcium, but for relaxation, we need magnesium. And often, people are short of magnesium. This is probably one of the biggest deficiencies that's not picked up because it's not easy to do it by medical testing. So taking magnesium. Now, magnesium, often we don't get enough from food, so I suggest a supplement, and I suggest it be in a very easy-to-absorb form that doesn't need stomach acid, because a lot of people are low in magnesium because they don't have stomach acid to prepare it for absorption. So a magnesium in a liquid, in a solution, where it's clear, a clear liquid, or if you mix up a drink, where it goes into. There are a couple of them on the market, some in drink powder form to give magnesium and some in solution. So magnesium solution, and you take it on a totally empty stomach. You can take it before going to bed. So say you've had a really hard workout during the day, using magnesium at night to relax those muscles, making sure, and magnesium helps alkalize the body as well. Make sure that you're alkalizing your body using these rubs with MSM that I talked about. Either muscle ice is probably a really good one with MSM in it. Using MSM internally as well as a, because it will help muscle repair.
Rosemary, we only have a few minutes or a minute left, and I'm just wondering, because you covered a lot, and I'm just wondering if you just refresh what people, what you told people about seasonal allergies, some of that, and, aches and pains this time of year, and maybe the website that you were talking about, maybe tell them where they can get more information.
So my website is holistic with an H, -pharmacist.com, and under articles and pH balance, the person can find the information on pH and how to balance your pH. There's also my brochure is on there, which you can just pick it up. You can pick it up at health food stores as well. So we're looking at protecting ourselves as we move outdoors, protecting ourselves from allergies, from possible overwork and injury, and protecting our skin. And the biggest one that does all three of those is MSM. So MSM is a very easy powder in a capsule or powder supplement that can be used as well, remembering that allergies are our biggest issue for disease, and that means that we need to work with our immune system. And to work with our immune system, we have to work with the health of our gut. So supporting our gut health is next to me as far as working to support our all-over body, having our gut in good working order, eliminating things like dairy and gluten, increasing our probiotics, our really good friendly bacteria from many different sources, and then moving to things like bromelain, vitamin C, quercetin, and the vitamin Bs. That's where I would go, along with your MSM to help.
Rosemary, thanks so much for coming on the show. It's been great having you. The website again was?
Holistic-pharmacist.com.
Thank you again for taking the time with us.
Thanks, Dave.
We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking with Dr. Johnny Bowden about his latest book, Smart Fat.